家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan.
So Dylan, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised about today's topic.
Oh yeah? What is it?
Guess.
Cars.
Nope.
Food.
Nope.
History.
Well, yes, kinda. History idioms.
Ah, well this is going to be exciting.
Yeah, and really food?
Yeah. I like food in cars.
好的好的。那我们今天呢给大家聊一聊 history idioms, 就是和历史有关的一些俗语和习语。如果说大家想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就好了。
So when talking about an important event that is currently happening or has recently finished, you can say, that or this will go down in the history books.
首先呢要给大家分享的第一个历史习语就是 that 或者 this will go down in the history books.
Yeah, so you can imagine if you're watching a sporting event like soccer or football or something, and one of the players does something amazing,The guy who's narrating the game will often say, this is one for the history books, folks. This will go down in history as the best goal or unit ever scored or whatever. Okay?
所以呢就是如果说发生什么重大事情或者说非常精彩的事情的时候你就可以讲这句话。它的中文翻译呢就是说这将被载入史册。
So, if something is not important or irrelevant, you can say,That is ancient history.
因为 ancient 是古代的意思。
对
啊就是这个是。
古
对这就是古老的历史了。所以呢这句话的意思啊 that is ancient history. 它的意思呢、
yeah.
就是说哎这已经是陈年老账了这是旧闻了这是已经家喻户晓的故事了。
If you're watching something、very important unfold in front of you, you can say, history in the making,This is very similar to the first one, one for the history books.
就是说历史正在被创造，非常重要，非常amazing 的事情正在发生。
Yeah, so this could be used to describe like an important event, like when a man walked on the moon. You could say, history in the making.
就是非常有历史意义的这种。大事件的时候比如说人类登上月球了你就可以讲 history is in the making
yeah remember if you use ing it's current progressive tense so it has to be happening now into the future
是不是可以有这个 is 也可以没有这个 is history in the making
in the making
is in the making 都可以
都可以 yeah
好嘞下一个
if you want to express that someone is telling you a lie you can say they are rewriting the history books
这个 writing 我们知道是写的意思那么 rewriting re 是一个前缀表示再一次又一次所以呢就是重新书写这个历史书那么就是说他们正在篡改历史当你知道某人正在说谎的时候呢你就可以讲这一句话
So let's go over some of that vocabulary Will go down in the history books
Something will go down 是吧
Yeah、
就是说这件事情将会被载入史册
That is ancient history.
就说这是陈年老账了，这是旧闻了，家喻户晓的事情了。
And this is usually used when talking about something negative. Like if you and somebody else had a fight a long, long time ago, and you don't even remember what it's about.
就说这个事件呢，通常都是很久之前发生的，且呢是一个不是太好的事情，不会用来形容很积极的事情。
History in the making.
历史正在被创造。
Rewriting the history books.
他们正在篡改历史。
So in English, we often say history repeats itself. This means that certain events and or ideas have been done in the past, and that we need to study history to learn what will happen in the future.
这句话的意思呢，再给大家重复一遍啊，叫做 history repeats itself. 就是说历史呢，往往会重演。
You can also say, I am history to tell people goodbye.
就是在说再见的时候讲 I'm history、
yeah.
我已经成为历史了所以就再见了吧
Remember we did a podcast about saying goodbye in English and there's like 200 ways to say it
对、
yeah.
就是我们之前做过一期节目啊，就是说、说再见有200多种方式当然有点夸张吧、
mm-hmm.
但是这里呢就是又属于另外一种方式啊，你可以讲 I'm history 我已经成为历史了所以就再见了吧再见了您嘞
If you want to express how important something is before you do it you can sayLet's make history. or make history.
让我们来创造一些历史吧，就是说做出一些值得载入史册的很重要的事情。
To express that everyone else knows how a story will end, you can say, and the rest is history. Yeah, so as an example, I would say, the Mongols came down from Mongolia and conquered the Song Dynasty, and the rest is history.
所以呢，它其实就是讲 the rest part.
Yeah.
The rest of the story.
Exactly.
就是剩下的那一趴呢，其他的呢，大家都知道了。所以就是当你比如说讲述一个事情的时候啊，你讲完前面的趴，然后呢加一句 the rest is history. 就是说那剩下的呢，我就不费口舌去讲了，因为大家都知道了。
This is also used to express or to emphasize the beginning of a story. Does that make sense? To emphasize the importance of the beginning of the story.
所以你如果用这一句话来讲的话，就是把余下那一趴省去的话，你也是反过来强调一开始的这一部分。
Okay, let's go over some more vocabulary. History repeats itself.
历史往往会重演。
So I really don't like this one. A better example would be something like,History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. Does that make sense? So there's a little bit of repeating, but it's a little bit different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's that again? What's that sentence again?
History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes.
History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes.
Yeah.
行，非常的严谨啊。那句话的意思呢，就是说历史它不会完完全全一模一样的重演，但是呢，会有类似的部分。
I am history.
我已经成为历史了，再见吧。
To make history.
创造历史，或者说做出一些值得载入史册的一些重要的事情。
The rest is history.
其他的都众所周知了，剩下来的事情部分大家都知道了。
So you can tell that with history idioms, they often have a significant importance attached to them. Okay? They usually have some kind of profound meaning.
所以呢，就是基本上和这些 history 有关的短语啊，都是一些比较说，和重要的事情啊，或者说意义深远的事情啊，扯上关系。所以大家如果以后再看到其他呢，可以往这个方向去推测一下。
And this is why history is so important to study. Like the Big Bang Theory song says, math, science, history, discovering the mystery, it all started with the Big Bang.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so study your history, kids.
Yeah, but he's a terrible singer.另外呢，如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话，我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目，叫做英文口语急救包，大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了。同时呢，早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外，我们也有精心制作付费的课程，帮助大家更加系统的提高英文。大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字就可以了解课程详情了。
I am a perfect singer. Guys, I want you to write in and tell me I am a perfect singer. Do it and do it now.
好了，我们今天这期节目就到这里了吧。我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan.
我们下期见。
Bye bye.